Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm your host, Elise, and welcome to This Day in History. It's October 4th, and back in 1937, it was the start of a famous 12-year-long sculpture project. It was the beginning of a massive undertaking, the start of sculpting on the face of Mount Rushmore in South Dakota's Black Hills National Forest. It would take another 12 years for the granite images of four of America's most revered presidents, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt, to be completed. The monument was the brainchild of a South Dakota historian named Doan Robinson, who was looking for a way to attract more tourists to his state. He hired a sculptor named Gutzon Borglum to carve the faces into the mountain. The Lakota Sioux people, who consider the Black Hills to be sacred ground, strongly opposed the project. Surprising fact? Thomas Jefferson's image was originally sculpted in the space to the right of Washington, but within 2 years, the face was badly cracked. Workers had to blast the sculpture off the mountain with dynamite so Borglum could start again with Jefferson on Washington's left side. Also on this day in history, in 1955, the Brooklyn Dodgers won the World Series for the first time after losing in their previous 7 series appearances. And in 1957, the space age began with the Soviet Union's launch of Sputnik. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.